Well, we'll begin our meeting this morning. The morning when the Yankees first beat the Twins in the playoffs. John, let's go to your rules review.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Secretary Epler, John Katilnik, Senior Staff Attorney. So if you turn your books to page 21, I'll be walking you through the finalization of the latest and greatest set of rule revisions. Just to kind of give you again a recap of where we're at. Last legislative session, Representative Gosch had asked us to go back and look through our rules and really just give them a thorough review to clean up anything, any inconsistencies, repeal irrelevant statutes, repeal anything that was illogically arranged. So that's what Andy Albin and I have been doing for the past several months. And so now we're up to chapter 04 within the administrative rules. So I'm not going to walk through every single administrative rule. I'm just going to tell you briefly what we did in each chapter and then ask for your favorable vote to move them forward. So. With that, again, starting on page 21, this is 4104.01, markings and zones. Throughout this chapter, it was primarily updating authority, making sure we had the correct authority. A lot of these were referencing back to a statute that does not exist anymore, so it was making sure that we were referencing the correct authority. And then just updating some language for consistency purposes. So with that, there are no non-resident criteria to consider, and as far as R3, I won't repeat it throughout this whole process, but again, it is effective for R3 because the clearer our rules are, the easier to understand, the less that we have. Obviously, it's easier for our users to understand the rules and comply with them. So that would be the R3 component. With that, I'd answer any questions and ask for a favorable vote.
Do we have a motion?
Second.
Any discussion? If no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Moving on to page 21A, this is 4104.02, public water zoning. This chapter primarily deals with the different zones that we have throughout our state as far as swimming zones, no boating zones, no wake zones, things of those natures. So, again, the biggest thing that we went through, you'll see, is updating the language for consistency purposes. The terms that they use to reference the waters of or the waters in, Andy and I went through and just made them all the same as far as when you read it, it's very consistent. And then just a couple update on authorities as far as referencing the correct statute that gave the authority for the commission to pass the rule, and they did. So again, R3, like I mentioned before, as far as consistency, it helps our users understand the rules much better. So with that, I ask a favorable vote.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Moving on to page 21C. Excuse me. 4104.03, Mannered Waters. Again, the majority of this chapter was updating the authority. There was some language changes. We didn't make any major changes as far as substantive changes. So I'm just looking through my notes here real quick. Yeah, again, just all updating on authority and a few language changes. So with that, I'd ask your favorable approval.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Moving on to page 21D as in Delta. This is 4104.04, dealing with docks. There you can see there was only two rules really that Andy and I identified needed some updating. Again, it was just updating the language for consistency purposes. With that, I'd ask you for a favorable vote.
Second.
Any discussion? Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes.
Moving on to page 21E, 410405, motorboats. A lot of what this chapter did was put into rule what Coast Guard rules dictate as far as safety issues and how you operate a boat. So Andy and I went back and made sure that the Coast Guard rules that were referenced within this administrative rules were still up to date and that they correlated with our what we had in rule. And so any changes that we did as far as language would be for consistency with what the Coast Guard rules have, as well as updating the authority, making sure we're referencing the correct statute. So if there are any questions, I would ask for your favorable vote.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Moving on to page 21F. This is dealing with non-meandered waters. I know it's a dicey subject. But it was interesting. Now, maybe this is where I digress a little bit. It was interesting for me because this is the first set of rules I actually worked on when I first came to the department. So I guess I've been here long enough now that I get to even repeal some of my own rules that I drafted. So you'll see that there's a couple repeals in there, and that's basically because they're repeating what was already in statute. And so it's unnecessary to repeat rules that are already in statute. It was due process issues and things like that. So those processes still exist. We just don't need to repeat them in statute. Again, reducing redundancy. So with that, if there aren't any questions, I'd ask for your favorable vote.
So moved.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion passes.
Moving on to page 21G is in Gulf. This chapter deals with the article 4105 deals with refuges. So there's this first chapter is general provisions within refuges. And primarily, as you can see from the list there, it was just updating the authority. We had one repeal in 4105-0105 that referenced hunting within a federal refuge, park, or monument. We repealed that because, again, it was redundant. There's already federal rules that regulate that, and so it wasn't necessary for us to have it in our administrative rule. So with that, I ask for your favorable vote.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Moving on to the final set of rule changes is 21H. These are the actual refuges themselves. You'll see a lot of repeals in there, but I don't want you guys to get too concerned. We're not repealing refuges. There was just a reference back to the last administrative rule, which is 4105-0268, which is the Missouri refuges. And those are all the refuges that are found up and down along the Missouri River. So that last administrative rule lays out all the refuges, and if you look through the different counties where those refuges would go through, they would be referencing that same administrative rule. So again, it was redundant. We already have an administrative rule, so we repealed a lot of those that reference that 4105-0268. And then otherwise, it was just updating the authority and language for consistency purposes. With that, I would ask for your favorable vote.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And then just to give you a heads up, we didn't bring any proposals this time around as far as rule changes. We're working on 4106, which is the hunting methods and seasons chapter, so it is a lengthy chapter. Andy and I just needed to take a quick breather, and then we're working on it right now, and we should be bringing that back to you guys at the November commission meeting for proposal, and then December finalization.
Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you.
Good work.